Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I'm going to teach you quickly, and we're going to pray. We're going to spend time praying on gaining mastery. Gaining mastery. Gaining mastery. Gaining mastery. So let's turn our Bibles quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 25. First Corinthians 9:25. So we're going to read this down to 27, which is the final verse. Alright, we're going to read it. Let's start. Every man, and every man that striveth for mastery or for the mastery, is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight high, not as one that beateth the hair, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So this is a very interesting scripture. Let's go back to 25. Now, Paul speaking. He said, every man that strives for the mastery, that is anyone that strives to become the best at what they do. Alright? Everyone that strives to become a champion. I don't want to use the word champion, because it's not a competition. Alright? Says that they are temperate in all things. The word temperate there means they are disciplined. So what the Bible is saying is that what you are striving for, we should know it by looking at the regulations around your life. If I hang around you for a week, I can know if your vision is a lie or true. You can't say, no, it's in my mind. Mm-mm. It's going to reflect in your lifestyle. It's going to reflect in your time management. It's going to reflect in your activities. For instance, you can't be a purposeful person and live each day as it comes. Every day is going to be a part of a major channel. Do you understand what I'm saying? It means the energy of each day is agreeing with something your life is standing for at the end of the day. So, you fulfill a part of your vision daily. Even in the moment that you are down because you can't see progress, convert those moments to learning for future. No matter how great you are, there will be days you don't feel you are great. And I also go through that. Sometimes I tell my wife, I say, I don't feel things are working. I'm not going to tell you like that I always feel everything. I don't feel things are fine. I think the most common one is when I tell her, I don't feel I'm doing enough. I can count the number of things you are doing. What do you want to do? I don't just feel like, but it's a feeling. Have you slept before and not feel like waking up? Huh? Did you die? You woke up. It was a feeling. True or not true? Who can give me another example? There are things you feel. But the idea is that you don't allow feelings to make the best out of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, if you are going to go far, you must master that feeling. Because people make the wrong decisions of their destiny in those moments. Jesus also went through it. And the Bible did not excuse the fact that he went through. And that's my template. The Bible told us of the days he was hungry. The days he was sorrowful. The days he was hungry. And he flogged people. Amen. He flogged them out of the temple. I'm not saying pastors now begin to flog, but whatever was the rule then, he didn't break it. Okay? But while he was about to die, he said, my soul is sorrowful unto death. Peter, James, and John came. They met him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was down. But we saw what he did while he was down. He prayed. But it was not one prayer. It was not one moment. He kept watching. He said, can't you even watch for at least an hour? And one of the ways you know strong people is what they do when things are not fine. Not what they do when things are fine. A man who can maintain routine at the lowest moment of his life is a strong man. All these things you are doing, let me say this to you. It is not like trials and tribulation may come. It will come. Somehow, at some point, the quality of our building will be tested. Let me announce to you that, hey, Jesus did not promise you that you will not face tribulation. You will. There are things that happen sometimes and your heart is pierced. But what structure is he meeting on ground? Because the storm, the wind, and the rain must meet something. So what happens to people is not about the unique storm. It's about the structure the storm met. When you ask a sister out and she gives you a no, it's a storm. True or not true? It's a storm. Particularly if you have somebody who is prominent in church. And each time you hold the mic, she sees you. As you lead song, she's also singing. You feel like dropping the mic and just leave church. No, you stay. True? You are dating somebody in church. I like to use practical examples. Both of you have gone separate ways, but you still have to do your duties. That's a storm. Don't excuse and say it's not a storm. I've received no before and it was not pleasant. I felt like blocking the lady. She comes because you are the one who was chatting me up. Now don't break me again. Well, I did not block. You guys say that's why I'm going to come to church again. All these pastors teaching them. They're not even hearing. I was like, I say no. God, she didn't even say no to me. She went to go and tell my friend. You won't believe it. Why you hear me, man? Stay. What structure did the no meet on ground? If it meets no self-esteem, you think you are nobody. In fact, you must mature to the point where no matter how anyone treats you, you have good self-awareness, good self-consciousness. It's not pride. You don't need validation from anyone about how you look, how intelligent you are, how smart you are, and all that. I think that's one of my core strengths. I don't need validation. That's what I'm hearing. Because it's Hosanna today, crucify him tomorrow. So, either one that comes, let's know this is what we are dealing with. Do you understand what I'm saying? For the past 3 years, I've read more, maybe less than 10 birthday messages. He knows. Not because the words of the people don't, they mean so much to me. And I appreciate them. Hey, but I want to be sure what you are thanking and appreciating me for. Is it because I cooperate with a weakness? If I do my job, it may not be pleasant. The same way a doctor may have to administer to a patient and the procedures are not nice. So I check. Why am I being praised? Why am I being celebrated? So if I don't see it, I just do what I do. You don't need validation from anyone. You are smart, you are intelligent, you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are spirit-filled. All you need is a revelation of who Christ has made you to be. That's okay. When things come, you just survive it. Church, are you following what I'm saying? Now, we are going very far, but I want us to pray also. I'm trusting God to help me, and I have a time I need to round up so I can release you. Every man, no matter who you are, male, female, tall, short, and all that, that strives for the mastery is temperate. That is what you are striving for, to condition you, to compel you. So how do you know the areas of your conditioning? Go and check those who are already doing it. If you will do like that or more than that, you can't miss the lifestyle. If what you are doing, the lifestyle you are building, is opposite of those that are in those fields, particularly in Christianity, and you think by one means you can escape it, it's a lie and it's a trap. Certain things I found out are caucus. So when I list my caucus, I cannot categorize doing them as sacrifice. I have to make sure they are lifestyles. Prayer is a caucus. And prayer taught me that I don't have to be eloquent. Once I can speak with God, no matter how limited I am in communicating with men, your flesh is up. The secret of great message is not the English. It's the power behind it. That's what pierces. I'm not excusing communication blunders. But I'm saying that the real power is prayer. So I saw that those who are doing the things I'm trusting God for and where I'm going, they are men of prayer. Number two, I saw they are men of fasting. The Bible says, woe to the land when the king is a child. Your prince and nobles wake up to eat early in the morning. Kings don't eat for fun, they eat for strength. So what you are striving for compels you. Don't just say amen. There is a lifestyle that is required to power it. And each time people rebuke and say things against the church, insult the church and all that, I like to sit down and study. I'm not quick to criticize, and I'm not quick to defend anybody. What I want to see is what has the scripture said about this? Something happened recently. Reverend Sam Adeyemi spoke. And he said, it spoke about the time that Nigeria overtook India in becoming the poverty capital of the world. And he said something about us reviewing our prosperity curriculum. Now, I loved that statement because I have burdens in that area. Somehow, we either have people who believe prosperity is just miracle and no work, no hard work, no mastery. Or those who believe it's hard work, there's no divine intervention. It must stand on the two legs. You walk, God bless it. Because sometimes when those things come, people begin to insult the church. Mm-mm, mm-mm. You don't throw the baby and the bad water away. Yes, there's something we are missing. But that doesn't mean what we are doing is wrong altogether. But there's something we've not gotten. So most times I see that doors open for criticism because we have missed a body of truth. We can pray and say amen and fast from now till next year. And people didn't shift levels because we've only dealt with an aspect. Now there is divine grace released. What should that grace bless? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand me? So you must be willing to pay the price that is required in the field, in your calling. You must see to it that you fulfill your calling. You must see to it. And I want to say this, and it's something that bothers me. God did not by design make anyone small and another person great. Not by design. God did not by design say that an Ebasi is going to be great minister of music and then this one will be somebody who is just doing local church. God did not. Anyone who purges himself from this becomes this. Here you are, or here are you, and then these are requirements. Who can pass the requirement then get this? If 20 people pass it, there's plenty room. So never you think that because somebody has become something that that's all. That's not all. And I called our pastors. I shared with them. I remember sharing a video also by Pastor Chris Akilome with the pastors. Because he was asking, why is it that many people sit under the same teaching in church? Same pastor, same teaching, same time. But what they become is different. And he said, this is the simple answer. Some are listening well. Some are not listening well. That sounds too simple, but that's true. And I'm going to show you the reason why many people don't come out and become. But sometimes too, the body of truth meets wrong things. And there's conflict. Now let's continue. So when you strive for mastery, you are temperate in all things. You begin to cut down. You start cutting down because you don't want to carry too much weight. You cut down on excesses, excess this, excess that, excess media, excess movies, excess gisting, excess that. Because you discover that now, before, you were okay with them. You could watch Netflix series and finish a whole series in a day. Say it's Netflix and chill weekend. But as you start growing up, you should begin to lose your peace if you stay longer in an area that is not your calling. You should start noticing the promptings of the Spirit. Start noticing the things you are doing and the Holy Ghost is grieved. Do you understand what I'm saying? You start observing. In the name that is above all names, none amongst you will be left behind. Amen. Now, that amen is lazy. Amen. It's still lazy. No one amongst you will become small. No one amongst you will fail. Now, sit down. I'm not going to teach normal teaching and all that. I'm going to give you some secret. Like I said, this is a meeting where I'm going to instruct you. So you observe that the moment Paul spoke about mastery, he began to highlight hindrances. Did you notice? Just went on simply. Look at it. Go back to that scripture. Every man that strives for mastery is champion of all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are an incorruptible. Verse 26 now. Quickly. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats the hair. Verse 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. So it began to highlight, I know the major enemy of mastery is my body. Once he mentioned mastery, he knew and he brought it out. The enemy of mastery is your body. So when he said, I fight not as one that beats there, he's not talking about fighting demons. He's talking about buffeting. Can you give me the scripture that used the word blow for this verse 27? Is it amplified now? I deal blows to my body. I buffet my body. Oh, yes, thank you. Now, he said, but like a boxer, I buffet my body. I'll do it roughly. Discipline it by hardships. And subdue it. While I was on campus, buying books, buying study material. Hey, that's you handle your body roughly. Because you will suffer and drink Gary. It's not a joke. You must have scar for the things you claim to be running for. Listen to this. You can't treat this body with delicateness and image. It's going to go through. When we give first food, our bodies feel it. It's not pleasant. Ask my wife. Sometimes God gives me instructions. And the first thing I do is to cry. I'm not talking about last year and all that. Where do I start from? Say, like a boxer, I buffet my body, handle it roughly, discipline by hardship, and subdue it. I tame it. For the fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and the things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit. Not stand the test, being unapproved and rejected as counterfeit. This is what happens when you preach a subject matter, but the reality is not in your life. It means you are not doing it. That's the truth. Let's chew this bitter pill now. If you do it, you will see the results you are preaching about. At every level. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's another translation. Say, I blew my body. Let me read from different translations here. Look at it. God's Word translation. Okay, I love this. This is NIV. So I beat my body and make it my slave. God's Word translation says, I toughen my body with punches and make it my slave so I'll not be disqualified. Okay, so I've trained in boxing for a while. And I think I can still do something. You don't want to try me. When God gives you instruction that is not pleasant, that's an opportunity for this scripture to be fulfilled. Because no punch is pleasant. It means we will know those who emerge by looking at the tough restrictions and instructions they have to obey. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. And sometimes people come to me, and when they speak to the pastor in me, and I hear the instruction God is giving them, the pastor in me wants to say, maybe you should calm down. Mm-mm. But I remember, this is what we also did. There's no emotions around this. This is what we also did. And many times it's painful. But this is what I know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, how many of you gym here? You've not obeyed your New Year resolution. I saw many of your New Year's, this year I'm starting my gym by the grace of God. Papa not is going to stop me. Fufu has stopped you now. Oh, he says PPC that stopped you. That lie. Okay, but you observe. If you have not gym for a while, you do it again, you feel pains. But you must continue. You must continue. That same thing will not be painful anymore. That's why I told you in the morning prayer. Ordinary Christians say, God, send me a helper. God tells the mature, become an helper at your level. Because if he sends you a helper, you are a beneficiary of the crumbs from the table of the man at his level to take responsibility. If he puts you where you to begin to take responsibility, it means you are entitled to the same allocation. Okay. Let me leave that as if you didn't hear. Say it again, I put my body under. Say it again, I put my body under. I put my emotions under. I put my body under. I subdue it. I subject it. I humble it. I deal with it. This is my number one enemy. I put it where it belongs. I subject it. So I rise above the limitations of my body to do the will of God, to execute His plan for my life on daily basis. I shut it down. I rise to pray when it is convenient or not convenient. I fast when it is convenient or not convenient. I give when it is convenient or not convenient. I study even when I feel like sleeping. I sit down and master it and study. The real life is in those boring routines. That's where the power is. Those boring practice. That moment when you are praying in tongues and you don't feel edified, that's where real boxing is taking place. Because at that point, yes, the Holy Ghost has not taken over. But what is happening is that your flesh is trained to subdue. To subject. That point that you don't feel like, where things are so bad, you want to pray and like you are dragging through it. Do I feel it? Yes. Sometimes I just tell my wife, can I take a walk, please? And walk into the estate. Oh, Lord. I come back and it doesn't look like anything shifted. But that's still a feeling. Because as we pray, something is happening. But ye, beloved, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Can I give you a secret? Anyone who fail to master routine in tough times cannot survive destiny. Sit down. Say loud and clear, mastery. Come on, say it again, mastery. Come on, say it again, mastery. Say it again, mastery. Now, listen to this. If you notice that when you hear let's pray in tongues or pray for 1 hour or 2 hours, each time you hear it, something caught, it means prayer is not a lifestyle yet. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I come to you now and I say let's do 2 hours, it means that prayer is not a lifestyle. You notice you are praying, you are quick to change posture, you have not mastered it. You have not. Mastery comes through repetition. Repetition. In the military, you know what they do? They ask you, fill forms. They check the things you are afraid of, the things you don't like, your phobia. So they will make you master the area of your phobia. Because you are not safe if the enemy knows your fears. Okay? So you do it again. You're afraid of heights. You do it again. You are afraid of prayer. When you hear prayer, your system gets a bit destroyed. You are concerned. You are confused. That's why you see in the morning prayer, beyond just prophesying, I tell people, yeah, let's pray in tongues now. And I'm trusting God, maybe one of these days, PPC will become 2 hours, so we can do first 1 hour in tongues. Rakata, kata, kata, kata. No, see, when are they going to say anything in between? Nothing in between. Rekende mo kotoba, kata, kata, kata. Who is going to give us that? No, another prayer point. Rendo koti kalate kabata kata. Ale negede, negede. Ah, no prayer point here. Because you see, when they are giving prayer point, you are breathing. You are stylishly getting, okay, as I judge. Why are you recovering from prayer? You don't need recovery policy from prayer. Continue praying. Pray till your joy is full. You get what I'm saying? Pray, pray. Luke 18:1. This parable Jesus told them to this end, that men ought to pray and not to faint. I actually don't know how to pray short prayers. If we are going to pray, we want to pray. So, and the way you will know that you are in trouble is from thanksgiving. Oh, let's give God thanks. Father, we'll give you praise. Take it. Oh, he's going to give another prayer now. 5 minutes is gone now. That prayer. The body is the number one enemy of mastery. And the idea is your flesh should not be bigger than your spirit. Don't put a weak, defeated spirit under a fattened flesh. You won't come out well like that. Galatians 5. Let's start reading from verse 16. Shakata balai katish. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yes, 17 now. For the flesh lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. Are you seeing that the idea of the flesh is to make sure you should not do the things you should do? That's the idea. I'm saying don't pamper it. You know, I said something in church one time, and it's my lifestyle. Maybe family just happened once. No, it's not once. It's not once. I was about to give my tithe, and I asked them bring my bag. I can't remember whether it was in dollars or naira. So I just packed. And I noticed that something within me revolted, like, hope you have not packed too much. For my Lord and King, all this money is gone. Pack everything for me. Where? I have no business with anything that competes with space for God in my heart. If I teach this in church, maybe some may misunderstand me and feel these are pastor strategies for offering or for tithe. Nobody gives the size of my offering in this church. I'm not saying this to boast. I'm telling you I do what I teach. I want to do something revolt and say, what about you? It's too much. That's it. I have no business with it. That thing has to die. Can we read this scripture in Message? Galatians 5:17. Now look at it. Say, for there is a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at odds with a free spirit, just as the free spirit is incompatible with selfishness. The Holy Ghost is not compatible with selfishness. See, let me tell you this. To really master this spiritual walk, you must master victory over flesh. Are you following what I'm saying? That is your number one fight. Me. The problem is not the devil now. The problem is that I have become susceptible. The devil has found me as easy access. And I need to shut down his system. The problem is not demons. The problem is me. The way I eat. The way I talk. The things I see. These two ways of life are what? Antithetical. So that you cannot live at times one way and at other times, alright, another way according to how you feel on any given day. So you can't live according to how you feel. There's a dictate. You can't do it as you feel. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's why if you must have a culture that will stand the test of time, it must be clear. It must be evident. It can't be based on feelings. Cancel that out. It can't be. You can't say today I feel like praying. Even that, you're in trouble. Prayer is a good thing. But it can't be based on feelings. You don't eat because you feel like eating. You need food. You don't have to feel like studying. Your routine compels you to study. You don't have to feel like doing what is right. The Holy Ghost through daily walk. Somebody say daily walk. Come on, say it again. Daily walk. Because the issue is this. This victory is daily. This victory is daily. It's not at the end of the month. You cannot be a successful tither at the end of the month if you fail at daily things. You can't. And one of the ways God tests your love is mammon. Mammon is so deep. Women can attest to what I'm saying. Oh, with this ring, so I wed you. So be my lawful wedded, blah, 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 and all those things. You own me, I own you, all those. That's the summary. True? But how come people get married and you hear this is my money? So I found out that it's easy to even give the body than the money. It's like we are destroying some tables. The women are just looking at my face. Okay. And sometimes even the men too. Each time the wife gets the password of the ATM, changes it. And sometimes, do you understand what I'm saying? There are homes that the wife can't touch the husband's ATM, but they are touching each other. At the level of body and all that, render due benevolence to each other. That one is not an issue. They like that one. But that oneness, your money is our money. My money is our money too. They say no. Actually, your money is our money. My money is my money. That's what killed Ananias and Sapphira. They said church money is our money. Our own money is... So you check, the most difficult thing to part way with is money. If you ask me, what does tithe giving, offering giving, first food, all those, what does it do? I think what it does is that it clears junk. For me, it becomes almost impossible for me to say no. If I can part with the whole, what's the problem with part of it? And many of you watched that movie, Enoch. God already told the old man, I don't know if they depicted like that, but I know the story, that the next person after you will come into church. He said this. He said, but give this instruction. There was actually a need. He said, that person will obey it. What was going to be the sieve for that generation? Mammon. The prophecy may be hanging on someone too. But now it is whoever purge himself from this. Prophecy without purging, there's still no result. And there are people who don't have the prophecy, but they pass the test. And then God crosses his hands. I've seen believers that walk in absolute defiance. But why those who know the Bible, we know the Bible. Defiance, nothing will happen to us. Only to discover that there are things God can't trust you with. Absolute defiance. The level that we are. They don't say, but don't mind them. If you have to react like that in any church, leave that church. You've fallen so bad. Do you know? Let me tell you my goal. Let me tell you what I'm fighting for. What I'm fighting for, and probably you will understand. And I'm going to lead you to pray now once I show you. What I'm fighting for is that I will become, in God's hands, as sharp as the finest sword. Let me explain. It's so real to me, and I'm trying to hold myself. I don't know about you. I don't care what you've experienced and all that. I care though. But sometimes maybe you've experienced people who lie and all that. What I'm telling you is so true. I think this was Lawrence. I said, I know you have met many scammers, many scammers. I want to become so sharp that the devil cannot successfully do anything around me. Once the signal is up, I pick it first. God does not have to wait for me to now go to some prayer meeting, then they charge me for some 3 hours, and now come back to now enter the energy frequency. That if I'm holding prayer meeting for 5 minutes, and somebody breathes in to go out, within that minute of breathing to go out, the word comes. That's sharpness. That being God's emergency line. And that's why I love that song. That's, I said, this is it. The problem is that we don't have spiritual emergencies. That's why we have problems. Today now, I've seen something that the devil wants to do. I saw something. And God allowed me to see the thing in fullness so I can know this is what the devil is planning for the nation. I shared the story. That woman is my spiritual daughter. She woke up that morning. The devil told her, you are going to die today. Start telling everybody goodbye. You hear people say people die and all that. A spirit programmed them to say farewell words. That's why the Holy Ghost must be dwelling within you. And she was saying to her children, you know, people, one can leave and don't say you will stay long, you don't stay long, and all that. Make sure you take care of your siblings. She was giving all those strange, strange words. That's how light she was in the hands of the devil. And she kept giving those words and all that. And then the spirit said to her, now go and lie down. And cover your head. I'm about to take you. If you don't do it, I'll take you violently. And by herself, she entered her room. And she laid down and covered her head. And indeed, she began to struggle with the spirit of death. Medicine will diagnose it as something, but does not change the fact that it's spiritual. So when the spirit was fighting with her, the only thing she knew at that level is, I'll call my pastor. And the spirit of death replied, even if you call him now, before he gets here, I would have taken you. As he said that, that was when she heard my knock at the door. I noticed I was knocking, nobody was answering. Everyone had gone to school and all that. But I knew there's an emergency. And I kept knocking, kept knocking, kept knocking. When she came out, she fell on her face. I held my legs and was crying. I said, you are not just my father, you are my angel. And that was when she narrated the ordeal. Imagine being dull spiritually. You only get to heaven and they say you have blood on your neck. Say, hey, I didn't kill anybody. We have to be sharp. We have to be sharp. And a man that touched my heart about that is Pastor Yi Adeboye. Before Bishop Oyedepo, plane almost happened. He said he just saw him just enter the room early in the morning, left from camp to altar. Only for your son in the Lord, for a son in the Lord to meet the spiritual father, entering into all the rooms in the house and just praying in tongues. And that's why I want to beg you in the name of God, don't treat your father like scum. I don't have much to say. Because I know I'm dealing with a very arrogant generation. I said, God, okay, let the result do the talking. Maybe by then they will listen. But that level of liberty was there. And he just called him, Papa is around. He just met him, just praying, entering into all house, all the rooms, all the, and he didn't say a word till he entered the car back and go back to camp before daybreak. He will wake up in Lagos, not know that a pastor here at the way had moved from redemption camp to beggar straight down to altar, driven back. It was after then the plane crash almost happened. Even Bishop knew it took a higher power. When I pray and do the things, it's not for me alone. Somebody's life depends on this price. When God says, release this, and I say yes, it's not about me. Let me ask you a question. Do you think, and let me say this, In all humility, do you think if I wanted to buy a Prado Jeep and all that, do you think it's too big? Let's be honest. I'm not a fool, and I'm not broke. Osinbajo's, Prophet Osinbajo's plane, helicopter crashed that time. Nobody died. He said the final call I received was from Sohia Adebo. I just called to greet you. What kind of sharpness is that? Because if you are just sleeping and living for yourself, God can't trust you because you don't care about the kingdom. Can I give you a moment to pray? I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear the sound of my lover beckoning on me to the secret place. Oh lover, oh lover, oh lover, I am. Sound my love beckoning on me to the secret place. I hear
the sound of my love beckoning on me.
Ela Katish. Pray. Oh lover, 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 I hear thee. Kalata balakati shende krede roku shende. Shakata balakai tabalakati. Yende keroku shende roku shende. Raya kati shili bakai. Rebeke de Roku Shinti. Shakata bala gada gada gada. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please be seated for a while. Thank you. I met a young man at a program. I meet people at different programs who have been following my teachings and all that. But this one was different. He held me and was crying. He said, I'm meeting you for the first time, sir. But God has used you to save me. I saw his tears. I was moved. I said, this is why we fast. This is why we pray. Not just people who sit down. You know me, I'm not satisfied with frivolous things. That was the meeting. I was blessed. We are not really the audience. When the real people. I told one of my sons, I said, my teachings, they are survival kit. They are survival kit. I know my role in the body of Christ. That's what is missing. That sharpness. That even if passing by is what you do. The presence is sharp enough to convict someone of a lifestyle. But that doesn't happen when you live for yourself. Have you tried to do something wrong, then you just saw somebody's picture? I can't. This is the reason we put our body under. So if somebody is thinking about fornicating tomorrow or immorality, can say, these people have been running this race. We didn't meet this from them. I'm not ready to come to church and say I have a confession. Mm-mm. I didn't meet it from my fathers. Are you seeing? Because if I fail, somebody can say I didn't meet it from my father. It's why we strive. Let me help you pray the right prayers. Oh Lord, help me finish well. By all means. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying. Let me give you an instance. Sit down for a moment. Let me have 6 brothers, 4 sisters, quickly. Thank you. Please come. Quickly, quickly. Stand here. Now, stand facing me like this. All of you, quickly, quickly. Face me. Come, come, come. Uh-huh. Okay. Pastor Michelle, come. So imagine. No, face there. Imagine that everyone here sees this man as their spiritual father, as their pastor, as the case may be. Now, I'm giving examples now. Let's say, he's coming from a home where the father has track record of women. He's coming from a home where there's track record of recklessness, drunkenness. He's coming from a different bad track record. Everyone, when you hear their stories, you are amazed. Then this is from the scripture that a man will become a hiding place. So everyone can say, I'm not subdued under what conquered my father. In Christ there is a provision. Now the priesthood have missed. God has supplied it. So what that means is the same enemies that fought this family because of these graces focus on this man. Meanwhile, he's also coming from a place where he has his own battles. This man must not obey like 10 people. Because his death, his fall is so important in the kingdom of darkness that many people now here, can you see it? You are not free. That's why we pray for this man. But much more, that's why this man too must pray. Because the principle is, smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. Ezekiel 34, once they are scattered, they become meat for every prey. Some of you are leading people in different capacities. You wonder why things are the way they are. Pray, oh. Pray. Pray. When I ask you to pray, please pray. Please pray. Oh Lord, energize me. Ah. Supayakate. I will not fall. I will not fail. I will not crash. Never. Kelemokotai. Elebukubayatele. Energize me, Lord. 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 in Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. Do you know? As serious as what I've described is, that's level one. That's level one. Let me explain. That's level one. What I just described now is level one. Level one is what you say you have escaped from. Let the one you follow demonstrate the failure. That's level one. Level two is make him become worse than what you are running from. Let me explain. No matter how bad. Now, the men, separate now. Separate. No matter how bad you feel home looks like, oh, my father has made this mistake. You will never see the biological father of a girl go sleep with her. Except in worst cases. Level two is when you now see a priest now go low. Meaning that this one is not just that now I will make him become a figure. Now he has failed. No, too, you can fail. But now is that he has now been used as instrument of attack. Father, energize me not to fail. Empower me! Empower me! Empower me! Kalabalakai, Shilibakai, Ebrekete Lotai, Biki de Balakuti, Siki de Limokotai, Ibalabala de Ikalamano, Sekilabai Katelai. I feel like you should press more, press more, press more, press more. Elabalaka de Bosha. I will not fail in priesthood. I will not fail in my priesthood duty. No! Satan! Never! I will not fail! Pakwatai. Selemokote. Selemokote. Elekeboloko brekete. Yedebele de gede gede gede. Salabakai. Salabakai. Kwete kwete. Kwete kwete. Elekwatakai. 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 Pakwatalate. Pakwatalate, Kapwakalate, Eleketuke, Eleketuke, Sikle Tigai. Hey, Holy Ghost, you intoxicate me. Hey, Salabala Galaba, pray, 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 Elekete Bolokotai. Jesus. Hey. Hey, in Jesus, mighty name we are praying. Sit down for a moment. And meanwhile, are you aware these things are still surface? We can go on that reality and see deeper things. Let me give you an instance. Somebody is coming from places. There's been sicknesses, untimely death. Came to a house. We say we have covenant of life. I feel so secure. Hey, what is killing them there? Is our fault? Checking. You can't die. And that's why, as a leader, you master the principles too. You don't survive through your own teachings. You survive through principles. Ela Katej. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Now, sit down. This is what the devil tries to do. That's why, priests, leaders, in any capacity, you pray more. You strive more. Do you know people come and say, anytime you talk about Papa and Mama, my dreams, this, my couple crush, and all those names. We bless God for that. But the devil wants that party to be over. He wants it over. Anything that gives somebody a beacon of hope, he doesn't want it. He wants them into hopelessness that he can't walk with anyone. That's what happens when a priest fails or falls. It's a bolt of defeat that goes to the camp. It's a bolt of defeat. That's why we strive. Hey, that's why it can't just be church. The principles also that keeps a home. Because we can preach good message if we lose the home. We've attested to it in some people's life that nobody can do it. Health also. Everything must be fully functional. No part failing. Powered by the word. When my wife was pregnant with her daughter, we went to the hospital, and one of the vitals wasn't adding up. I always told her, go and sleep. God has prepared me for a time like this. Sleep. She's heavy. We pray together. She sleeps off and all. Hey, go and sleep. The devil wants us to not have vibrant child came out by the decree. It is not everything you accept as cross. There are times you stay and fight it through. Forget about, are you following what I'm saying? The devil is trying to play prank with your wife's life. They're saying, use it. Get your hands off! I was the wife of one of my friends called me and said, I'm surviving on your messages. She asked my husband, since I've been pregnant, when has he ever laid hands on my womb and spoke a word? What in the life of this child is God to confirm through his word? He said, when has he ever laid hands on me and prophesied? When has he ever said, let's pray in marriage? May you not be that kind of man. Yeah. It's not the wife dragging. So when has he ever come once? Ask him. So I called him, I drew his ears. He didn't learn a thing. Go back and become the priest. Burn night candles. I have to message him at night. Have you blessed your wife today? Because the woman knows that a house without a roof will be flooded. A home without a priest, all the children will be snagged upon. This one will become lesbian, that one gay, that one that. The devil will be eating them the way he wants. Why? No priesthood. No coordinated bolt of prophecy. Hey. It doesn't start when you marry. It starts before you get married. Such that the words, that everything. One of the very strong criteria I knew about my marriage was that God told me years back, 8 years before I got married, this will happen. We're going to have a girl first. And this is what our life will be about. So now I look at my daughter, the things she's speaking interest, and I say, yes, that's destiny. On Sunday, I was in church. My wife sent me a video. Choir were praying and all that. My 1-year-old daughter too held hands with them. They were all praying together and all that. I said, that's it. You go to her and say, pray for me. She lay hands on you and then close her eyes. Even if you don't know what you are saying, you are fulfilling prophecy. We spoke these things. Maybe the challenge we even had was that the things came. We spoke, it came too sharp. I said, hey, go on, I beg. But what do you do to people's life when you say nothing? That's why we pray. That's why we intercede. Because not everyone is privileged to come from homes where a priest exists. We want to make sure we have generated current that when we say, we can cover. So it is the church now is the bigger size of what the family should be. So now the pressure we face based on whether the priests at each home are doing their work or not. However, we have to pray and assume they are not. I can tell you stories. I can tell you of warfare that you know the devil wants to kill this person. Satan, no. This person is coming out alive. That's why we are starting healing school by the grace of God. Because it goes beyond just declaration. I want to, most time you declare some people still die. There's a way for them not to die. What I believe is absolute. I don't believe the world works partly. I believe if taken the way it should be taken, it works absolutely. So healing school is not just to come and lay hands, to teach them. The word must saturate. You take the word the way you use paracetamol. If somebody has malaria now, the way you trust the anti-malaria doctor, when you take this or take this, it's going down. The same way you can eat scriptures, but it works faster. Somebody, Bishop Oyedepo's wife, Mommy Faith, posted on Twitter how that she had miscarriage. Her husband said, go and start my food. They are seeing the son. She gave birth to him. Community people are saying, blah, blah, blah. The day they need that kind of intervention, they will know there's something they missed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will not fail your priesthood duty. Say that amen again loud and clear. Say it again loud and clear. Hey, say it again loud and clear. You won't fail God. You won't fail God. You won't fail God. You won't fail God. Please be seated. It's where we pray. Before we come for PPC in the morning, most times I cry my eyes out. There are conditions, and let me say this to you. And I'm saying it because you are workers. Just so you know. The moment we started PPC, people started giving to flame and all that. God said to me, detach yourself from every salary. I'm out. As I'm laboring in prayer, it is not because more blessing is coming. Mm-mm. I'm not a beneficiary. Give anything you like. It goes to the work. Doesn't concern me. So that the devil will not, because petition warrants investigation. And I say, this person needs to die. I say, but yes, somebody interceding. I say, is he really interceding? They start checking heart matters. When you come to me, you find nothing. I'm detached. We have to win our legal battles. So as I fast, as I pray, I know I'm not praying because people are giving millions then. So my pocket, I'm out. Because if you don't know this part, you may approach ministry as the larger it gets, the better your life becomes. You are a servant. It is God who prospers and blesses you. I have people that are on salary from me. I say, God, what do I do? He said, trust me for them. I said, okay. I won't go further. Mastery involves putting the flesh under. That day will not come. God made the heavens and the earth is seated. That I will leave my priesthood place and now begin to mess up by His grace. What do we say? That a father who didn't have a calling failed, then the pastor that God called also failed at leading the same person. Never. If you have an understanding of any kind of what this means, you pray. If you don't have prayer point as a pastor, then it means you are not praying. Some things, that's why I say when I talk, what I'm saying is real to me. I'm not an acting pastor. What I'm saying is real to me. Oh, Jesus. Can I ask you to pray again? Father, I don't want to crash. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. Hey! Agbara Ishuda Nibiti Jesu Wejoba Agbara Ishuda Kosiyo Otiwo. Where is the power of darkness where Jesus reigns as King? Where is the power of darkness Kosiyo? Energize me, Lord. Equip me, equip me, equip me, equip me. Alakate selebakai. Palua take it. Eleke vendish. Pill. Pill. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Please be seated for a minute. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Kaisha Fahadesh. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power. I want us to take it solemnly. As a conviction, 1, 2, 3, go. Let's go together.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus. Oh, power mighty in the blood.
This is the blood that speaks better things over the blood of Abel. Oh, Jesus. I ask that you will heal weaknesses. Heal bleeding fountains. Heal bleeding fountains. Everyone who is injured, be healed. Every injury of the flesh, weight of the flesh, oh God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Every ancestral weaknesses that is plaguing a new generation to cause the same failure. Oh, not this one, not this one, not this one, not this one. We bring you back from the snares of the devil and the traps of death. I insist, not this one. The same way Jesus told Peter that the devil has desired you to sift you like wheat, but I insist as a priest, not this one. Not this one. Oh God of heaven's army. It doesn't matter how weak he is. How weak he is. And how weak she is. This one won't repeat it. Not this one. Not this one. Oh God. I come against every snare. Same thing that defeats everyone. Every weakness that is generational. Every pattern. Not this one. We burn out the fire of the devil. We quench his fiery dart. Not this one. Satan, take off your hands. Israel is my firstborn, says the Lord. Let her go. Let Israel go. That he may serve me. Let Israel go. That Israel may serve me. The same way Moses brought the word to Pharaoh. Say Israel is God's firstborn. I bring that word again. This one is God's firstborn. Let him go. This one is God's firstborn. Let her go. You won't fail. Oh God. Oh God, I ask. It doesn't matter how long it has started. We halt it. We halt it. We halt it. We halt it. By the Spirit. We halt it. We halt it. Get out from amongst them, says the Lord, and touch not unclean things. Get out from amongst them, says the Lord. Touch not unclean things. Oh, Jesus. Abba Yeshua. Liberty, Jesus, Benjamin. Abba Yeshua. Abba Yeshua, liberty, Abba Yeshua, Kosi. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord of heaven's army. Oh Lord. Amen. Let's sit for a while. While I'm ministering, there's going to be divine surgeries going on. Become like a child. There comes that defining moment in everyone's life. Come like a child. I can trace my life story to different surgeries. I went for meetings. I couldn't stop crying because God was doing something in my heart. Become like a child. I see God stopping the works of the devil. I see God stopping the works of the devil. And I kept hearing that word. Israel is my firstborn. Let him go that he may serve me. It doesn't matter whether there is a weakness that already agreed to the pattern in you. I don't care whether you have started. But I'm saying it goes no further. It goes no further. Goes no further. Your children will meet good inheritance on ground. Inheritance of prayer, of power, of sacrifices. Oh yes, of sacrifices. When God said to me, I've called you and all that, I faced hell. I've shared stories. It was not convenient. I had to go back to sleeping in hostel. I had opportunities. I'm not a dull person. I knew there are doors I won't knock twice. But God said, this is it. And I knew, if I go out on my way, I'll become like all others and I'll fail. Because when God calls you, or God puts you in certain families, he has observed by yourself, you will crash. There are rules, this. People look at me and say, hey, why are you under a spiritual father? In somebody who has teacher. I know why God brought me here. And I know if my life will be scattered, it will begin from the devil convincing me I should not be there. Many people can't say this because they can't trust their faithfulness. Will you always have one reason or the other at some point? Yes. But covenant is covenant. You are not becoming another failed generation. Hey, there's something called mercy. What prayer did Peter pray? That Jesus said, I heard a council meeting. And in the meeting, the devil desired that it is you he want to sift. But I have decided it's not you. I prayed for you. What prayer did Peter pray? It was Jesus who did the prayer. He said, when you are strengthened. At that point, Jesus was talking. Peter had all he took to betray him. Maybe he was even offended. But when it was Judas' turn, John said, who will betray you? He said, the one to whom when I dip this bread in soup and put it, that's the one. And when he gave it to him, he said, that which you want to do, do it quickly. Let me say this. Sit down. I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it there. I called one of my daughters. I said to her, because I'm going to say this, I'm going to leave it there, and it's nothing. One of the things I've learned is that as you go higher in ministry, God does more than bringing you partners, sons and daughters. He brings you teammates. These people, no matter how younger they are your team. I won't say further than that. I can show you in the body of Christ. Bishop Oyedepo and Bishop Abiodun are not sons and fathers. That's a team. Bishop Thomas, that's a team. It's a whole generation functioning as a squad. And if sometimes the gap can be much, Pastor here, Adeboye Kunle Ajayi, Bukola Bekis. That's not just an ordinary singer. That's a team. That person responds to his grace. Or his grace responds to the voice. Yeah. That's a team. There's a level beyond sonship. That's the point where you now become a teammate. And that comes through service and sacrifice. When Jesus went to call the 12, he wasn't calling sons, he was calling teammates. I said, a passive, a team. I can't guarantee you anything. I can't guarantee you wealth. You see me. But one thing I know is that you will even build before I build. I didn't say that too. I know what teamwork is. I'd rather step behind. Why am I saying this? And let me say this. At the point that you go beyond all those normal things and you enter into the team level, it means you are not responsible for anything about you again. Yours is just to align. Am I going too deep? Let me leave it. I've shut down that till maybe another year when it will open. Hey. Hi. Oh Lord, say to God. And that's why, once you are in church, don't let your heart be destroyed. And don't stay around mockers. They will cut you off destiny. Don't let recognition die. No matter the privilege of access, it must be fresh. God had to team beds with Elijah for 3.5 years. Whether those beds were at the point they should die or not, but when they resumed their duty, it's for 3.5 years. Do you know it was just once that Pastor He Adeboye and his wife walked into a church? But the destiny of that church was on their shoulder. It's not about when you join church. Mm-mm. I told the pastor, first Sunday I stood here when I came, I knew there's a need to call for destinies. Like if I go in that direction, I might say things that are too, and it may sound, I have another closer meeting that I'm going to say a few things. When you get to that level, then Jesus now says, I no longer call you servants, but friends. But you will have to labor. And through faithfulness, then God now begin to... What God does is that He now begin to give it to you that actually I created this person because they have to team with you. So are you seeing that at that point is responsibility? You can't cash. You can't afford to. Where do they go? They post many things about their lives for this. Are you seeing why? That's why Father Peter betrayed, denied Jesus 3 times. He couldn't leave him. He went back to, he still came back. You don't leave teammates. I have a picture, a frame in my parlor. On it is written, where God said in time Hermes, we leave no man behind. We leave no man behind. Don't just do church. There's destiny in this thing. Sometimes they tell people who serve and they do it haphazardly. It's destiny. It's destiny. You are placed in one department. Do it like your life depends on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get me? Not this igida here for Christianity. When the tree is broken, the birds will fly. Not that nonsense. The consciousness of this is where God has planted me. That it's a different level. And as a leader, you will know those who operate at that level. You will. You will. And God doesn't fail his own. I have things I want to say, but maybe Sons and Daughters Conference. Sit down for a moment. There are two approaches to mastery. Let me just summarize. But they are caused by the same agent, and that's the word. The word is God's tool for mastering you. That's God's tool for mastering you. But that word has two phases of operation. It should have two phases of operation. And the first phase is that it should dwell in you richly. So it can cause an inward walking. The second phase is that the word must produce wisdom. And that's when you are hacked on the word. So you cannot gain mastery if the word is not dwelling in you. You've got to allow the word sit in you. You have to take it. You have to believe it. You have to digest it. There are many people who are not taking, they are vomiting it. Many people are vomiting. When they hit the one that looks out, they spit it out. But you have to take it all. Sometimes it's bitter pill, but you have to chew it. But much more, where I want to lay emphasis is that you have to give yourself to the reading of the word, the study. Your life depends on it. You will face issues that will check what you know. In those days, you will need it is written. And this kind of it is written is not the one you heard a pastor say. Not in the name of Jesus won't Paul preach. This one is the one I have handled. I know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know what it means when you sit down? You have to engage materials for the word. You are studying on how to walk in divine health. Don't just read Bible. Thank God for heads of study Bibles. In fact, you can go on Google and check scriptures on divine health. Don't let anybody tell you can't go on Google. What nonsense is that? It's not an aid. Check scriptures. Write them down. As you are eating, do again. You are doing again, detoxifying. I tell people, say I'm going to church, I say detoxify. You've done too much media. You've seen too much cancer. You've seen too much diabetes. Detoxify. It has to be a powered system. Fuel runs, gen runs on fuel, not water. You run on the word, not junks. You have to eat it. You have to eat it. You have to meditate and say it again and again. You have to repeat it to yourself. It has to become a consciousness, a revelation you have. You have to. That's the first thing. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Study. Look at what the Bible says. Colossians 3:16. John 15:3. Hebrews 10:22. Colossians 3. Now, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. How should it dwell? Richly, in all wisdom. My wife asked me one time, how is it that you can play a message over and over again 50 times? Are you not tired? I've not heard it. Every cell must hear it. Till that's my consciousness. And that's me. What I'm dangerous at is repetition. I've listened to many again that now I can almost say it verbatim. Eat it. Read the books. All the books of Egin I know is in Nigeria I've read. So now is the messages. That one, I'm not eating to preach. I'm eating for my life. Just so you know. I don't listen to any message to preach. I have people I mark out. I don't agree with this person in everything. But in the area of consecration, I agree. It's my consecration preacher. When he's talking, I'm inspired, I begin to attack other ministers. It's not my business. Why I'm here is consecration. That's it. Don't throw baby and bad water away. You may not like the way a man of God dresses, but he carries a grace you need. Focus on that grace. Out of the dead, something sweet. Focus on that sweet thing. Because what the devil does is to discredit the man plus everything. Meanwhile, you don't have replacement. You don't have replacement. When the devil fought the ministry of Pastor Christian Akilome in Nigeria, he fought the health of all Nigerians, whether you believe it or not. So I know those I listen to for different reasons. One of my favorite ministers is Dr. Mensah Otabio. I know why I listen to him. And I say again, I know when we get to heaven, we are going to hug and say, ah. You listen to me. My ear was even paining me. I did. It has to sit. How do you at this level have Ashake on your phone? You are playing plus Nathan Ebasi. Where do we even start from with you? Where do we start helping you? Because you will convince me that it's not anything serious. I say, Pastor, it's not be that tough. See, no problem. What you are saying is at the level of what you are pursuing. It's not an issue. I say, okay, no. And you watch. Now I don't struggle with people. But I saw that it's fruitless. Wrestling. Let's keep teaching. One day they get it. It's fruitless. There's somebody say, I do this of Davidopoulos, Victor Renze. No, the question is not even how. You might have found a way to combine it at that depth that you are. But you just need to mature. Over time, you discover that one can be combined with the other. One is building, the other is pulling down. There are songs that make you conscious of immorality. The bulk of what they are singing is your waist. That becomes your focus. One story that shook me was when Dr. Lester Sumrall went to the house of Smith Wigglesworth. And as he got to that house, he was holding a newspaper. Smith Wigglesworth said, drop it. Don't enter with that lie. So you don't come into my house with a lie. And as he entered Smith Wigglesworth's house, he was reading the Bible to his ears out loud. Smith Wigglesworth wasn't educated. He couldn't speak good English. He was a plumber. Just read it like that. And when the war began, they were going to separate. He told him, kneel down. And they said, when you find young people who are hungry for God and passionate, and you are about to go, put the same grace on them. They never saw again till Smith died. But he went carrying that grace. It was a connection between a 25-year-old boy and about 85-year-old man. Maybe then, Smith was not the same, not the way people become now. But people value things only when they are gone. But when you hear Dr. Lester Sumrall, you know he carried it. There's power of impartation. It was Kenneth Hagin that told Pastor here that we kneel down and laid hands on him. Different words come to play the same role. We're in a generation where young people 2 hours distance to where they should go and learn. Say, I don't have transport. We are not perfect in the sphere of life church. We have our weaknesses. No church is perfect. But you notice if you get to this system, many of the things you think you know will be overhauled. You can stand at the door welcoming guests and the person preaching has seen you the way you did it. And say, see me in the office. There is no Martino and not here. And God told me, say, you have not started. I wanted to cry, but I was asking, how do you stay on that person, someone you are learning? Now come, both you and the person don't know this wrong. One of my sons met a man at Elisha, a pastor, but looking tattered. Came there to do ministry. He wasn't looking well. And he said, God gave him a vision. I think either 93 or 97. He said, and the vision of the ministry is to go and be praying for nations. So the man resigned from his job and was going from state to state since the 90s, praying for nations till he became what he became. Am I saying, they are trying to use the result to justify, keep quiet. I'm saying those that God calls, he glorifies. Because there's a subtle conversation coming from bitterness. The day you, out of zeal or ignorance, join any minister to say it's not about result, what you have said is that excuse the result from my life. You need result. Now, when that my son heard him, and the man said, this is the vision, how do you resign and be traveling from? Somebody comes to Ibadan now and say, hey, I'm a minister of God. Since 1993, I've been doing this. Actually, the vision of our ministry is now we want to pray for Burundi. Excuse me. We have something we are doing here. We are looking for somewhere else. Eventually, that kind of misunderstanding ends in bitterness. Because the fellow did not hear God well. Sometimes, yes, he wants you to pray for nations. But while you are still doing what you are doing, it is not every vision that is worth resigning for. You need a pastor to tell you that. And when he heard him, he knew that the man had missed it.
But how do you tell a man what you have done for about 30 years is wrong? Where do you want to start from? Until someone come, and that's even an act of mercy. Mercy sometimes destroys what you have built, so you can have the honor, the privilege of building afresh. And you must know how to tell God, if it will mean destroying it, for me to do it right, do it, Lord. Than for me to go on in my pride, only for it to crash at the tail end of my life. So you must let the word dwell in you. You must read up. You must be updated. You must fasten the word in through prayer. As you eat the word and pray, you become balanced. It's like born vital milk. We'll give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. I said, how do you preach this? I do a lot of meditation on the word. And you can't do it well and not pray. The light keeps exploding. Yes, Lord. When I stand to teach you, I'm not doing guesswork. What you are hearing here, is it guesswork? Guesswork. How do you gather people and say you want to teach them guesswork? Somebody will go and believe in what you have not proven in scriptures. It's like giving somebody a gun that has no bullet. And they will face enemies. If you preach another man is preaching as a pastor, it's like receiving gun from another man and give your people and say, go and fight. Do you know if there's bullet inside? I don't know. But there's a second level beyond the word dwelling. And that's where the devil really fights. And that's the level of doing the word. Doing the word. You must do the word. You must do the word. That's where we can say you are wise. Because both the wise and the foolish, both hear the saying, but only the wise man does them. Matthew 24 to 27. Amen. All right, I've gone past my time. I'm just going to try to. I love the fact that I've been able to pray, but I'm not satisfied. I want us to still press more. Matthew 7. Let's look at it from here. Let's start from verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house on the rock. The rain descends, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and fell not, for it was founded on the rock. Three elements were mentioned. What was the first one? Rain. What was the second? Flood. The third? Wind. So three things, these three things will check your quality. Rain. Let's look at Isaiah 55:10. Isaiah 55, quickly. I'm not quoting this scripture because I want you to read them. For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven, but returneth not thither, but watereth there. So when rain falls, it waters the earth. So these are the things rain brings. It brings water. It makes it bring forth bud and flourish. It gives seed and bread. So it means that part of the things that will check your structure, and yes, it's powerful, is abundance. Good things. Do you know how many Nigerians suddenly got opportunity to travel out and that's it? Where God was building from before they left Nigeria will have to be abandoned till, if ever God will ever come back there. That's rain. People pray for rain. Rain is a good thing. It checks your quality. Oh Lord, we are trusting you for people in this ministry. When they come, it checks you.
Because the same way, in marriage, children are rain. They are rain. They can come and the wife is now busy with children and leave conjugal duties. Church members are rain. My real duty is with God. I can't be like Saul that said people are leaving, so I went to sacrifice. So rain is going to check you. Oh, rain of favor, rain of abundance, all those rain to check you. But there's another element. That's flood. Flood is what happens. Or flood is a product of rain you pray for, but you didn't prepare for. It will check you. Because this one come carrying different things. Don't just pray for rain. Prepare for rain. And don't say, I can't change. You can. Okay? Let God rather help you. But there's also wind. And this one is. It's not breeze. It's wind. It comes to scatter. It also checks. Oh, this. I prayed, I fasted. But this still happened. That's a wind. But sometimes, one of the ways you know it's wind is that you don't know where it is coming from. It just look like all of a sudden, everything was just let loose. It's checking your quality. Quality check. Because where God is taking you to, and listen, if you notice that rain, flood, and wind is not checking you, you have to check, am I on the site? Because you understand what I'm saying? Anyone who is not enrolled in school can't be complaining about not writing an exam. Am I enrolled? You have to enroll. And you enroll through submission. I submit to your will, O God. I say, let the test begin. People who are trying to live the kind of life they want to live, what they have, what they are doing now is what they want to do. If you tell them anything otherwise, you are not enrolled. Sir, do you know? See, because when you listen to what I'm saying now, you may underrate what I'm saying. The easiest of these things, the easiest is wind. The easiest is wind. Because that one is going to make you run back to God. But rain makes men run from God. What killed the rich fool? It was rain. Plenty. But it became flood that carried him away. Said, my soul, eat and be satisfied. So what do you do in a situation of rain? You build channels. There has to be project, it must water. Doesn't fall on empty ground. You make your ridges. You wet it. You build channels for storage. God bless me, God. What project is your life about? When you don't make project, it becomes flood. Carries all form of dead things. And carry building. Floods are you aware floods are dangerous? But that flood came in trickles. And most times somebody has been mismanaging rain, but it's gathering. The fountains will break now and carry me away. Each time God lifts you, you are the one who struggle with first fruit. Something is gathering, it will carry you one day. You didn't have issue with 5,000 tithe. But now that it's 50,000, I would like to take 50,000 to the back. It's clear that the rain came on a ground where there's no project. That's why the more you want to see rain, the more your life must be about things that God is doing. you now start holding his project as yours. Because it will check your quality. I asked people, I said, how much is the highest amount of money you've ever possessed as yours? I like to help people break the mark. So that they don't feel it's any big deal. Because I said, the highest amount of money I've ever held, 500,000 and all that. So, now when we are talking about holding 500 million, don't tell me now that you have the mentality that can survive it. You've never been close. You can afford the things that may not have need for prayer point. And you cannot do ministry programs that God didn't call for. Money can sponsor a man out of calling. It must meet preparation. You can now go and establish in a city God did not send you because you can afford it. In the days you have to pray, while praying, he said, I didn't send you. But now there's no need. So the man must have been fortified and made ready for such. Sometimes God withholds for his mercies and endures forever. Jesus, help us. Lift your hands and say, Father, prepare me. Get up, everybody. Let me round up now so I can. I don't. Look up. Can I tell you a secret? Can I tell you a secret? The way God prepares you. I stand here. God sees my heart. I'd rather go to my house and sleep than to use God's word to confuse anybody. The way God prepares you for abundance is by enlarging your heart. The way he enlarges your heart is through giving. You cannot successfully hold what you can't give. That is the only principle. The moment you struggle with it in giving, even if you can't see it yet, it has started destroying you. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it has started. Isaac, not placed on the altar, is already dead. I found out. That's why, you see, at some point, people get offended at me. I say, no. Every year, when we say give first fruit, hey, understand me. It doesn't come to me. I give to. And I give more than first fruit. However, my evaluation is, you have not learned a thing if you are struggling with mammon. Because having learned this, learned that, we now come for this class. That's the class. That's the class. Mammon is the class. That's it. So, that's the way I rate the growth of the people yearly. We must have grown. We grow. Hey, our growth is from life in the flesh to death. Death is the point of surrender. But actually, in the spirit realm, it is actually, that point you call death, it is actually from death to life. Because nothing truly lives until it dies. That's the way I see it. That's why I don't give room for it in my heart. I don't care about it. I don't care about it. God can hear me. I've ministered in this church and I say God can hear me. If he says I should drop my car, he knows he's gone. And I left church and he said drop it. And it went. Just so I say, and as I'm saying, I'm also saying God test me again. I'm used to the pain and now it's no longer painful. I've mastered it. What happens is that when I see God look at it, it dies. But I also notice that God is not a user. What is the sum total of what God is doing? He wants to introduce you to his class. He wants to tell you that when I started the heavens and the earth, the project heaven and earth, my capital was the word. That's all he wants to give you. That's the capital. What did I say? Who did I borrow from to start heaven and earth? It was the word.
You must come to that one where you find it. You have to find it. That's why no matter where God sent me to, the necessary capital I need is the word. It will produce everything. Where will the people come from? The word will bring them. I never get agitated and say, we're in this city. Oh, for where? I have rest. Do I have the word? We'll function with it. That's what God wants to teach you. He wants to, so when you get to that point, imagine the things you'll be creating. That's the whole lesson Abraham went through. 25 years of your life. Think you are preparing for Isaac. Finally, you got the Isaac. God said, give me. Showed you, I prepared you for Isaac, but not for Isaac. Isaac is not the goal. So Isaac too can see. And it went on from that generation that Isaac cannot bless Jacob. And Jacob will run, not waiting for inheritance. What produced all this? I have it already. That consciousness was not there. If you know this thing, you will not struggle. Then you will now value your prophecy note. Because being really broke is to go through life without a word. That's what we get. That's it. That's the reason why I beg people. And now, I've been defamed many times, even when they don't say it to my face. I know they are speaking against me in their houses. I say, whenever I express food, that's when he's calling us. I say, you have not given fresh food. I have sons and daughters who will never obey me. But we'll wait. Keep spending the peanut, no matter the amount. One day you will need beyond it. You will have to start the class. So the devil doesn't mind you learning it, but don't do it. I tell all the pastors, you see me. You see my life. And I'm not saying this to boast. I will never have need to say it except that I need to tell you. Because both my life, everything has to be a message. Many of you didn't know. Coming to Ibadan was not just for church. Some things are to die. You may not understand. As you are going to Ibadan, this, do this, do this, do this. Yes, Lord. How do I say, put me at the point where I begin to operate at this financial level? And he said, go and shut down all sources. Sir? Yes, Lord. I waited. Inspire me. Who wants what? That's where praying for favor now comes in. There was a night I knew my car is going. I waited for more than an hour, 30 minutes, asking God, who wants a car? I came to church the following Sunday. I was angry because I knew nobody is dropping petition. That came from my experience. Maybe God did not bring anybody to my heart because he didn't want them. Maybe. But I was angry. See, if there is a petition, God will say, somebody has dropped a request. That's it. Sometimes, even when it comes to giving, God inspires. Okay, somebody sowed a seed of 1 million. Share it into 3. The question now is, who, oh Lord? You now start waiting. Because now you don't want to do it emotionally. You don't want to bless a man. You don't want to give to a man that is rebelling against God. He has not sown. Why give him a verse? You are an enemy of God. And I told those who came to my house, I told them, I said, go and check investment that crash. Somebody that has not learned God entered. And he's about to make that as a shortcut. God will fight everything. When Jonah entered the boat, it will sink. Check billionaires that went down. They were about giving to somebody that has not paid a due. Quote me anywhere. Quote me anywhere. Have billions. And think because you have billions, you can lift anybody out of poverty. You can't. Only God is the lifter of men. And the lifting is a reward. Listen to what I'm saying. Try it. That's why you see that those who have don't just spread. You must be inspired. Even the devil does not lift men for nothing. Check what I'm saying. Investigate it. People just think they have billions. They can scatter money around. They will crash. If the person that you want to bless has not broken the battle,
Everything fighting him fights the giver. So they say, do this, say, I have one uncle somewhere. Who told you he's in his power? And see, guess what? Some of you have watched me from years now and all that. You've watched and all that. You are still watching me. You are watching SLC Abuja. You will see it. That you will now watch beyond that. This same thing produces everywhere. And it's not any capital. It's the world. Don't miss the avenue to enter that level. The Abrahamic blessing begins at Moriah. Moriah is where Isaac's dying. Every one of us must get there. And it's painful. Because Isaac's truly died. I'm going to leave you now, but lift your hands and say, God, help me. That's the final prayer. Help me. To trust you and submit to your will. Okay. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All right, now let me pray for you. Father, I ask. Let these words be clothed again with fire. That every aspect where there's a need for alignment and adjustment, let it happen, oh God. Let no one be left behind. Strengthen all this. Let honest from your heart. May you submit to God's word. Submit to his instruction. Submit to his protocols. From today, no more record of failures. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.